Servilius, you are kindly met, sir. Commend me to thy honourable, virtuous lord, my very exquisite friend.
Fair please, your honour. My lord hath sent.
Ah, what has he sent? I am so much endeared to that lord, he's ever sending. How shall I thank him, thinkst thou? And what has he sent now?
Has only sent his present occasion now, my lord. Requesting your lordship to supply its instant use with so many talents.
I know. His lordship is but merry with me. He cannot want 5,500 talents.
But in the meantime he wants less, my lord. If this occasion were not virtuous, I should not urge it half so faithfully.
Dost thou speak seriously, Servilius?
On my soul, 'tis true, sir.
What a wicked beast was I to disfurnish myself against such a good time when I might have shown myself honorable. How unluckily it happened that I should purchase the day before for a little part and undo a great deal of honor. Servilius, now before the gods, I am not able to do. The more beast, I say, I was sending to use Lord Timon myself. But I would not for the wealth of Athens I have done it now. Commend me bountifully to his good lordship, and I hope his honour will conceive the fairest of me, because I have no power to be kind. Tell him this from me. I count it one of my greatest afflictions, say, that I cannot pleasure such an honourable gentleman. Good Servilius, will you befriend me so far as to use mine own words to him?
Yes, sir, I shall.
I look you out of good turn. Servilius,